And our 2026 theme will be a learned church. A learned church. We're going to deal with tonight being a learned church. Can we give God a praise for our text and our subject on tonight, a learned church? Come on, if you don't mind, take those hand claps up higher. A learned church. So from the start, God is saying there are some things we need to learn. There are some things we need to learn. And so let me deal tonight again with the subject, a learned church. I want to talk about five meanings quickly of what it means to be learned. What does it mean to be a learned church? What does it mean to be a learned believer? Number one, when a person is learned, and this is important, it says about him or her that they are teachable. They are teachable. If you're going to be a learned child of God, then you're going to have to position yourself to be teachable. You're going to have a willingness to learn, a willingness to listen, or a willingness to receive and to apply what is being taught. You have to have embedded in you a willingness to again receive and to apply to your life that which is being taught in order to cause you to be better. Sadly, in and outside of the church, there are those who are not teachable. And I don't want to even play or pretend that everybody that's listening to me tonight is going to position themselves to be teachable. Because again, don't miss it tonight. When we are teachable, that means that we have, again, a willingness to learn. And most of us are going to have to come to a decision or conclusion that it is time up for knowing better, for knowing how to do better, but not doing better. Knowing the way, but not choosing to go down the way that's good for you to go down. I am going to talk to some people tonight that from a knowledgeable standpoint, they know how to do better. They know what they should be doing, but they are failing to do it. And that's saying about you that you are not willing to learn. You are not willing to learn. And God cannot force us to learn. Am I right about it? Number two, when a person is learned, it says about us that we increase in knowledge and understanding. If we're going to be learned this year, then we're going to increase in knowledge and understanding. According to Jeremiah 3 and 15, God said through the prophet that I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. If a learned person increases in knowledge and understanding, then it says that I'm going to take advantage of having a good pastor. I'm going to take advantage this year of not just coming to church, but coming to church knowing that I'm going to hear a word from God. I'm going to get exactly what I need, because some of us come, but we're not taking advantage of having a good pastor. And it's more than just amen in the word. It's more than just leaving church saying how good pastor preached, but you're not doing what I preach. You've got to make up in your mind that this is going to be the year that I'm going to take advantage of having a good pastor. I'm not just going to thank God for Pastor, but I'm going to show up and put into action what God gives him to give to me. Oh, I thank God for some folk that's clapping. I thank God for some that are saying, Pastor, I appreciate you, but I got to take that to the next level. If you don't mind, look at somebody and tell them, say, because everybody don't have what we got. Now, I'm not boasting on myself. I'm not just talking about me, but they are good pastors in the land. Everybody don't have a good pastor. Oh, you don't have to worry about your pastor doing what he don't have no business doing. You don't have to worry about me not living up to what I preach. You know that I strive to do what I teach you to do. I strive to be a first partaker. You know how much that means? Not just to listen to somebody that's coming out here telling you, don't look at what I do. Just do what I say. The devil lives a lie. I'm telling you up front, look at me. I'm telling you up front, imitate me. And that's never being a copycat. But if you have a good pattern, copy that. Imitate that. Imitate doing what pastor does that's right according to the word. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate who? Christ. If I'm not doing right, don't imitate me. If I'm not preaching right, don't do what I'm preaching. But if you come to church and you know pastor preaching it right tonight, pastor got my word tonight, he coming out of the Bible tonight, then we have got to have a willingness to increase when it comes to knowledge and understanding. Let me show you one important scripture in reference to increasing in knowledge and understanding. Notice Proverbs 1 on tonight. Notice Proverbs 1 on tonight. Just flip back to Proverbs 1. Yeah, there has to be a increase in knowledge and understanding. I've got to increase, Pastor, in knowledge and understanding. Knowledge, simply put, is just know-how. God is going to give us know-how. You know how wonderful it is to have knowledge, to have know-how, to have understanding, the ability to grasp what is significant and important in life. That's a blessing, church. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Some of you are quiet. That's a blessing. Know-how. And whenever you have know-how, you don't have to worry about living in confusion. You don't have to worry about getting stuck in confusion. Why? You have know-how. You know what to do. You know how to apply God's word to your life. Notice what the proverb writer says in Proverbs 1 and 5. Notice what he said very carefully, because the second definition was of learn is to increase in knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 1 and 5, he says this right here. A wise man will hear and increase what? Learn. There you go. A wise man will hear and increase what? Learn. See, if you're wise, you're going to hear. If you're wise, you're going to pay close attention to what God is revealing. A wise man will hear and, notice this, increase in learning. That's what I want to do. I want to be a wise man so that when I'm going through things, because I choose to be wise, then I'm going to hear what thus saith God, and I'm going to put it into action. And then I'm going to increase in learning. And when you increase in learning, your life gets better. Come on, some of you tonight, you are a product of hearing or listening and putting into action what God tells you to do. Can I drop one on the church? And whenever you listen to what God tells you to do and you do it, God is going to make you look better than what you really are. Don't you know God can make you look smarter than what you really are? God can cause you to live above only because you listen to him. Some of you are doing good tonight, but be honest, it's because of who you listen to. I said it's because of who you listen to. And I'm not talking about your best friend. I'm not talking about your homegirl or your homeboy. We are doing better tonight because we are wise. We hear and we increase in learning. Is that you tonight? Don't come to church to sleep. Don't come to church just to talk to people. I don't come to church because my friend come here. I'm not coming here because I got family here. I'm coming to get the word so that I will increase in learning. Can I say it another way? I'm coming so I can learn how to deal with these challenging situations that's popping off at my house. I'm coming and I'm listening so I'll learn how to kick demons up out of my house and out of my life. See, I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. I'm here to get something that I can use to defeat demons. Did you hear me? I said to defeat demons that are consistently warring at my mind. Am I the only one? Things coming at my mind. I need something to fight with. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by how many? How many? Tell somebody I need it all. I need it all. I need it all to fight what's coming at me. I need every bit of it so I don't get depressed and get stuck. I need it all. I need it all. See, when you come to church, that's the place to be greeted. I need it all. Pastor, I come for the prophecy. I come for the rebuke. I need it. Woo, how much of it do you need? Number three, when we are learned, this is important, we are well informed. We are well informed. Not because you watch the news every day. See, God causes his people to be well informed, even though you ain't watched the news in 14 days. Yet you know what's going on. Do you hear me? Because what God is giving to us, you can't find it on the news. I said, you can't find it on the news. This book is being revealed before our very eyes. You don't no longer have to wonder if the Bible is real. Open up your eyes, because everything that's happening, the book told us that it would happen. How many know that? All you got to do is look. And you're going to see the Bible unfolding before your eyes. And what you see, God going to make sure that you are well informed. You know what's going on. Number four, a learned church has to do with people who are highly intelligent. Highly intelligent. And I know some of you are listening because you've heard how dumb sheep are. But how can we be dumb and we're getting knowledge and understanding? How can you be dumb and you're filled with the Spirit of God, who knows everything about everything? No, God wants his people to be highly intelligent. Knowing how, as I'm going to break down tonight, how to deal with every situation that comes your way, and knowing how to be content in every situation. That's an intelligent person. Why are you not allowing what you are going through to get you down? Because of how highly intelligent I am. Is that too deep for y'all? Final definition is that we are going to be skillful and proficient. Are you ready? In and outside of the church. If we are a learned church, then we're not just going to exemplify that we are skillful and proficient at church things only, but it is going to manifest outside of the church. That means on your job, you're going to be skillful and proficient. Come on. That means in your business, you're going to be skillful and proficient. That means if God allow you to go back to school, you ain't going to be playing around. You're going to go back and be purposeful and be skillful and proficient and get what God sent you back to get. How many understand what I'm saying? Because there are too many people who only look at being skillful and proficient as being something that's limited to the four walls of the church. No, saint, when you are a learned child of God, then you are going to be proficient, yes, in the church. How many know God wants us proficient in his church? How many know God wants us to be skillful at the things that we do inside of his church? But at the same time, God is not just concerned about you when you are at church. God is concerned about every single aspect of your life. Tell somebody, God is concerned about everything that's going on with you. Whoa, somebody need to hear that. I said he's concerned about everything that's going on with you. And has a desire, again, don't miss it, that you be skillful and proficient in and outside of the church. People who are truly learned are not just successful at church. How many know what I'm talking about? Finally, when a person is teachable, and this is one thing that God had to deal with me on years ago. When you are teachable, it's not just about what I'm learning, but when a person is teachable, hear me tonight, there also has to be a willingness to unlearn some things. Come on. Because sometimes we've learned some things that we need to let go. How many know when God really gets ready to teach you, when God really gets ready to take you to school, he's going to start talking to you about some things that you learned, that if you're going to be all that I want you to be, you're going to have to unlearn that. Some of us have traits that we got to let go. Some of us have behavior issues that we've got to let go. I know I'm preaching right. I know I'm up in somebody's house tonight. You've learned some things that if you're really going to be teachable this year, you got to listen to God when he's telling you to drop that. Stop being like that. Enough of that. Put that away. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. Y'all listening? But then he said, but when I became a man, Paul said, I put away childish things. And see, there were things when God got to dealing with me that I had learned that I needed to unlearn. I want y'all to really hear me now. Things that had been taught that wasn't Bible, but it sounded good. Oh, do you know how much? Do y'all realize things that sound good can be wrong? Oh, I just need that. See, it didn't sink in over here. I said things that when you hear it, it sounds good. But then when you weigh it to the scripture, you find out, yeah, it sounds right, but it's just as wrong can be. Pastor, that's just the way that I am. Yeah, but when you look in the Bible, you got to change, child of God. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Preach, Pastor. Old things have what? Passed away. See, when you start learning, there has to be some things about you that you learn that now it's time for this to pass away. How many of y'all like Pastor tonight? There are some things that you had to unlearn. Ain't nothing like hearing something and then walking therein and just doing according to what you heard or what you've been taught until God says, stop right there. Because that ain't even right. The problem with most of us is that we want to hang on to things that it's time to let go. And see, if God is going to cause us this year to be a learned church, I'm telling you right now, he's going to send forth some teaching that's going to challenge how we think. Did you hear what I just dropped on you? Get ready for a word this year that's going to challenge how you think. Get ready to come to church sometime and God just start dealing with how you talk. I don't like how you talk. Woo! I don't like the choices that you make. Woo! I don't like the company that you keep. I don't like the folk that you hang with. I don't like the group that you committed to being around. You've got to unlearn some things. See, I ain't got a whole lot of folk that's ready to be no learner because, see, God is going to get in our business. I remember growing up, especially as a young preacher, I got to move fast. I used to just hear stuff, and when I heard it, if an older preacher said it and it sounded halfway right, then as a young preacher, here I go, I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of you be praying to my God. You said if I make one step, you will make two. What is that? What is that? See, I'm finna mess with some of you. The church is just a building. Church is just a building. Woo! And to some of you, that sounds right. But it's putting that just there that diminishes what belongs to God. We can never truly, if we know scripture, if we're learned, we can't talk like that. Come on. See, many of you done heard it. Many of you say it. Well, the church just a build. We need to work. Now, you're right. In the sense of it being brick, mortar, and metal and such. You're right. We don't come up here and bow before the building. We know better. We worship the one who created this. We worship the one who gave us this place and called it his house. The house of the Lord, or the house of prayer. And if you are learned, then you're going to respect God's house. And you'll never call God's house just a building. Because when you call God's house just a building, it slows you up from pressing your way to get in his house because you see it as just a building. And I'm going to tell you, God has so locked this thing in that there are some things God is not going to allow you to get sitting on your couch with your feet. Come on, somebody. He's going to allow you to press your way to his house to get your deliverance, to get your healing, to get your miracle. Come on. Jesus told a group of folk that had messed up his house by being greedy and thieves. Listen what he said. He said, my house should be called, y'all be seated, a house of prayer. But notice what he said. But you have made it a den of thieves. See, we have to be careful that we don't make God's house something that he never intended for it to be. This ain't a fashion show. Come on. When you come to church, this ain't no fashion show. You ain't coming to show off what you got on. This ain't no social club. This ain't no place to come eat and drink no coffee and eat no donut. This is a place where we come to worship God and to get our praise on and to get our minds free and to leave the church better than how I came. Good God Almighty, that's the reason I love coming to God's house. Be seated, be seated. Going to be some things we got to unlearn. And I ask you, was the tabernacle just a tent? Was it just a tent to Moses and Israel? No, it had significance. Was the Ark of the Covenant just a box? No, it was the presence of God. There were other boxes that looked like that box, but it's not that box. There are other churches that look like... Whoa! Every church ain't God's house. But when God sends you to a church, and when he lets you know, that's my house. Because we tend not to value things that we put a label on as it's just such and such. Man is a three-part being. We are spirit, we are soul, and we are body. But notice what some preachers say. They'll look at the body and they'll say, well, the body is just a shell. So you can't call your body just a shell because your body has significance. Come on, somebody. He said, present your bodies as a living, what? Sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When we start talking against the word, we are showing that we are unlearned. Come on here, somebody. Notice what Hosea says. I'm speeding up. Notice what Hosea says. Hosea dropped a good word on some people. Notice what he says in the book of Hosea. Some of y'all know. You know exactly where Pastor about to go. Oh, yeah, but Hosea, he dropped a good word onto God's people. Something that God's people needed to hear. Notice Hosea 4. Hosea is behind the book of Daniel. Go to your table of contents if you have to. Notice the book of Hosea 4 and 6. Are y'all getting something? See, we're going to have to unlearn some stuff. Because when you have learned what is wrong or not right, when God does start feeding you right, because of what you won't unlearn, you're going to reject what you need to learn. I don't need to be saved. Who told you that? Who told you you didn't need to be saved? Who told you you didn't need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with power from on high? Who taught you that? Who told you everybody is going to heaven? Who told you that? Come on. Because see, once you've learned the wrong thing and you're not willing to unlearn it, when God sends your way what you need to learn, listen to me, you will reject it. You'll reject it until you are willing to unlearn what you've learned. Notice Hosea, and notice why that was so serious. Notice why that was so serious in Hosea 4:6. Listen to what God says now. Are y'all listening to me? Yes. Listen what Hosea says in Hosea 4:6. God himself said, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. Meaning my people are not learned. They're not learned. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But notice what he said. Because you have what? Rejected knowledge. You did what? Rejected knowledge. And see, one of the worst things you can do is to have God teaching you what you need, but you set up by choice and you reject. You leave church saying dumb stuff like, well, I know what pastor said, but I got to do such and such and such. No, you're messing yourself up. You're messing yourself up. And you're not hurting pastor. Come on, somebody. I said, you're not hurting pastor. When you reject divine knowledge, you're hurting yourself. How many real like that? When you reject divine knowledge, who are you hurting? Who are you hurting? Have anybody ever hurt yourself? Anybody ever messed up yourself? Yes. Let me ask you this. Have anybody ever got tired of messing up yourself? Yes. When you get tired of messing up your life, you will stop rejecting God's word. Amen. You'll stop rejecting God's word. Oh, listen at them patty cake. I said, when you get tired of messing up your life, you will come to church, you will pray, listen to God, and you'll do exactly what God is telling you to do. Why? Because I'm tired of messing up my life. I'm tired of being behind and I don't need to be behind. I'm tired of being broke and I don't have to be broke. I'm tired of not having when I can have. I'm preaching to some people tonight that the reason you don't have is because you reject God's word. You reject God's word. And listen, I ain't condemning you because I used to be you. I used to be you. Hearing the word, but just putting it aside. Doing what? My thing. Therefore, listen to me tonight. You in church, but you pretty much live a life where you do your thing. You do what you want to do. See, when you do that, you're rejecting knowledge. Listen, you're rejecting not just knowledge, but you're rejecting what? Divine knowledge. You're rejecting know-how that's coming from God. Do you hear me? Notice what he goes on to say. Lord have mercy. Notice what he goes on to say. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Oh, this is what God hit them with. I also will reject who? You. That's before we need to go. God said, because you reject my knowledge, I'm going to reject you. I mean, no, there's a whole lot of people who can reject us. Can I just teach this right tonight? There are a whole lot of people who can decide they don't want nothing to do with me. Preach it right, pal, and I ain't going to lose no sleep over. No sleep. Not one. I ain't going to stay up not 1 minute worrying because they don't want nothing to do with me. But on the other hand, if God rejects me, wait a minute, I got to repent. I got to turn. Oh, some of you sitting out there like it ain't going to bother you. I don't want God to reject me. You know why? Because he told me this right here. He said, I am a very present help in time of what? Trouble. But see, if God reject me, that means in trouble, I ain't got no real help.
Y'all miss out. I said, when I get in trouble, if God has rejected me, that means I ain't got no real help. I'm going to be forced to beg from people who don't like me. Oh, I'm going to be down and folk going to be clapping because I'm down. But see, one thing I've learned is that, Lord, I don't want to reject you. I don't want to reject what you send in to better my life. I don't want to reject what you giving me that will better my marriage. I don't want to reject what you giving me that will help me be the man that you want me to be. Whoa, high five somebody and shout, show he right, show he right. I told y'all it was going to be challenging this year. But see, some of you, you in the place you in tonight because you rejecting God. You rejecting his knowledge. And this world got you drinking poison. Not literally, but mentally. Got you living in your own truth when there is but one truth. Come on. Am I right tonight? Well, is the word right tonight? See, so he what? He rejected them. I'm telling somebody as plain as I can, you don't want to reject divine knowledge. Because God is sending it to get you out of that hole you in. He's sending it to get you delivered off of that crack. He's sending it to cause you to put down that alcohol. Yes, he is. He's sending it. He's sending that word to what? To deliver. But see, you don't want to reject it. Note Proverbs 19. Note Proverbs 19. Oh yeah, we land some good stuff tonight. And we just land a foundation of what's coming this year. I said we land a foundation of what's coming this year. But we got some stuff coming our way. Y'all hear me saying? We got some stuff coming our way. Some of you already, God, dealing with you about some things you need to unlearn. You need to stop doing that. Note that Proverbs 19 and verse number 2. Are y'all there? Notice what the scripture said. Also, it is not good. Listen. It is not what?
Good.
It is not what?
Good.
It is not what?
Good.
For a soul to be without what? That word good means beneficial. It is not beneficial to live without divine knowledge. That ain't beneficial. It is not good to be without divine knowledge. That ain't good. Somebody in church tonight who you're living without divine knowledge, that's not good. It's not a good thing. Wanting life to get better, but you're living without divine knowledge. You're not living according to the word. Notice again what the proverb writer said. Also, it is not good for a soul to be without what? Knowledge. God don't want you to be without knowledge. Tell that to some people sitting around. Say, God don't want you to be without knowledge. Tell some more folk, God don't want you to be without knowledge. Some of y'all scared to tell folk. Look at somebody and tell them, God don't want you to be without knowledge. God don't want you being no woman and you thinking, you're a man. God don't want you being like that. That means you don't have knowledge. You don't recognize who he created you. God don't want you to be without knowledge. Well, God don't want me to have. No, that you without knowledge. God came that you could have. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's what he came to do. Amen. Notice, as we deal with the main text, as I get ready to come in, Philippians 4. Notice what Paul says. Notice what this learned apostle said in the book of Philippians. Notice what the learned apostle said. in Philippians 4. And look at that 11th verse. Paul, first of all, he said, not that I speak in regard to what? Need. Not that I speak in regard to what? Need. See, listen, a learned church has to learn how to go through challenging times, but know how to talk. Come on. You got to know how to go through tough times and know what to say. But at the same time, you got to know what. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I don't know what I'm going to do. That ain't something no learned person going to say. That ain't something no learned person going to say. These bills just back and I don't know what I'm going to do. Ain't no learned person going to say nothing like that. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. He going to answer me. And then I'm going to turn around and give. And it shall be given. Good. Press. Shaken. And running. That's how a learned person going to handle that. I'm going to give my way up out of this. I need y'all to help shout something for me tonight. But when you're going through, you got to watch your mouth. Tell somebody, watch your mouth. Tell your neighbor, when it get tough, watch your mouth. See, some of you, it get tough for you sometimes, but you talk like you don't go to no good church. Talk like you ain't got a good pastor. And see, folk who know refuge, if they know you refuge, they hear you say certain stuff, and they know she been taught better. She shouldn't be talking like that. Every time I get a nickel, I gotta spend a dime. You shouldn't be talking like that. Come on, you shouldn't be. You see, it's some stuff the world say, leave it in the world. Notice what Paul said. Not that I speak in regard to what? Need. Paul wanted them to know up front, I'm not just saying what I'm saying just because I'm going through something. Y'all know I'm going to teach it right tonight. I'm not just talking about money because I want to rip you off. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about money because I'm tired of seeing you broke. And I'm just teaching you to do what I did to come out because God ain't no respecter of person. Come on, I need some folk that God done blessed to get up on your feet and let somebody know he ain't a respecter of person. If he did it for me, if he blessed me, if he gave me my heart desire, if he showed up and supplied my need. Be seated. I got to hear up. But listen. But see, when we get to going through something this year, y'all missed it. When we get to going through something this year, not if, when you get to going through something this year, you got to have the tongue of the learned. Let me talk to my husbands. In other words, you can't say certain stuff to your wife. Oh. You got to stop name calling, brother. Then coming back with lame excuses. Well, you know, I just been battling a lot. Yeah, but you got to have the tongue of the learned. Because death and life, oh, the word good tonight, is in the power of what? The tongue. Paul said, not that I speak in regard to need. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying what I'm saying because of what I'm going through. Listen, he said, for I have learned in whatever state I am. Listen what he said, y'all. I've learned to be what? Content. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
Listen. He wasn't born like that. He learned it. Some of our biggest problems is not knowing how to act, not knowing how to choose, not knowing how to think when things get challenging. That's some of the saints' biggest problems. If they say yes on the car note, you know how, on the car lot, you know how to handle that. What you don't know how to handle is when they say, no way. Not today, not tomorrow. If you come back in 6 months, not then. Y'all know I'm talking, right? Because it's too many of us that come to church and everybody know when you're up and everybody know when you're down. And that shouldn't be. You're a totally different person when things go your way versus got a whole lot going on the job. So you got to learn how to talk. You can't be no real child of God, but you're known for cussing folks out on the job. And somebody say, yeah, no, that's a sister so-and-so. And people on the job be like, oh, it's a sister who? She cuss out more people up here than. Some of you better be listening to me. Because we're going to need the tongue of the learned. Let me show you why. Proverbs 15. Lord have mercy. Y'all, it seemed like a Bible study with all these scriptures. Here, it seemed like a Bible study tonight. Proverbs 15 and 23. Yeah, we got to have a tongue of the learned. And remember what Jesus said? Jesus said this right here. Out of the abundance of the heart, he said the mouth what? Speak. So if I'm going to have the tongue of the learned, then I need a mind of the learned. See, we got to be careful this year what we choose to meditate on. We got to know how to take out the trash this year when stuff enter into our mind that's garbage. You got to know how right then I got to take this out. This got to go in the trash can because this is my year. When something shows up, when a thought comes and tell you that it ain't going to work out for you, you got to say, oh, got some garbage. If you got to literally do this and go to a garbage can and go. Some of you say, Pastor, I ain't going to be doing that. I'll be doing that all day. But y'all laughing. But sometimes that's what it takes. Because sometimes thoughts just keep coming. I said sometimes you'll cast down a thought. You'll take out the trap. But then another thought will come. You got to be dogged. I told you we weren't getting out. You got to be dogged and taking out. How many folks in here let trash build up in your house? Maybe I shouldn't ask that. Proverbs 15, I got it. Soon as I drop the people look like. But most of us don't, do we? We don't let trash build up at the house, right? It gets to what? Smelling. It gets to what? Smelling. Woo! Tell your neighbor, have you ever been around somebody who has stinking thinking? Pastor, how do I know that they thinking was stinking? They mouth. The mouth, what she was saying, what he was uttering. Woo! Proverbs 15, 23. And then we're going back and then we're done. Proverbs 15 and 23. A man or woman has joy, happiness by the answer of his or her mouth. A man has joy by the answer of what? His mouth. Tell your neighbor, your words affect your spirit. If we're going to be learned, you can't just say anything because what you say has an effect on your spirit, not Holy Spirit, your attitude or behavior. When you know there's something that needs to be done, you can't keep uttering, I don't feel like doing it. I'm too tired to do it. This needs to be done. Come on. Start saying, Lord, thank you for giving me strength to get done today what need to be done.
Why? Because your words affect your spirit. How many understand that? Look at somebody and say, stop. Please. Stop. Pretty please. Stop. Putting yourself down. The tongue of the learned. You use your tongue to build yourself. Stop putting yourself down. Amen. In Philippians 4, that's the close. Paul says again, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am. Paul said, I've learned to be what? Content. This is the word, y'all. This is the word. Listen carefully. When Paul says he's learned to be content, you have to understand, whenever you are abased or you're low or you're going through something, listen to me. If you're taking note, this is important. This is the meat. Temptation is coming to try to get you to complain. Temptation coming. Temptation is also coming when you're going through something tough to get you to quit. Come on. Ain't nobody in here can say, Pastor, I went through a lot of tough things and I ain't ever complained. You lying. We've all did it. Am I right? We've all quit. Yeah. Woo! We've quit. Because see, that's what temptation gonna do. But see, Paul said how I handle going through trying times and challenging times is that I've learned how to be content. Now you got to watch this because some preachers get it wrong. Even when Paul said that he learned to be content, or he learned how to be abased, or he learned how to be full, to be running over, he learned to be content. Listen to me, because there's also temptation when you're being blessed really good, when you're full, woo, to think more highly of yourself than you need to. Some folk get out God's will because of the lack in their life. They let what they need cause them to get out of God's will. But at the same time, some folk get blessed and get out of God's will. Some folk get a good job and stop coming to church. Some folk get money and start thinking they it. I couldn't think of nothing else to say. They just start thinking too highly of themselves. But remember, even Paul said that because of an abundance of revelations that had been given to him, meaning God was letting the apostle see some things that was in one sense unlawful for men to see. Paul said this, in order to keep him content, Paul said, that was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Listen, lest I be exalted above measure. See, sometimes we wonder, Lord, why did that have to happen to me? Because your head was getting too big. Lord, why didn't this right here work out for me? Because you would have started thinking more of yourself. You got too big for, my old saint. You got too big for your what? You got too big for your britches. Tell your neighbor, but in whatever state the apostle was in, he learned to be content. Three things. I'm seeing I get it in real quick. Three things. I know y'all watching that clock. I am too. Three things. He learned to be happy. He learned to be happy or satisfied. You got to learn that. A learned church know how to go through, but still be good or happy. I'm going through something challenging right now, pal. And somebody asks, how you doing? Your response need to be, I'm good. I'm good. Tell your neighbor, I'm good. Tell your neighbor, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what God permits to happen, because he got the final say.
Shout to that neighbor, I'm good.
I'm good.
Shout to your other neighbor, I'm good.
I'm good.
That means, listen, church, no pity parties this year. I'm what? Nothing in your pocket, but I'm
good.
I'm good.
Yes, sir.
I'm good, and I ain't going to let you know it either. I ain't going to let you know it. I'm good. Number two, when he talks about being content, he was saying, hey, it's well with me. Remember that woman whose son died? But took him up to the room. Her husband said, hey, come get this boy. He ain't feeling good. The woman came, got him from the husband, took him up to a room that she had built for him, and the son died. She went to the husband and said, I'm going to see the prophet. He said, why are you going to see the prophet? He said, it ain't the new moon. He said, it ain't a festival going on. And just like a man, he didn't even ask about how the boy was doing. He said, why are you going? You know, she told her husband, it's well. Woo, y'all missed it. She told him, it's what? It's well. But literally speaking, a dead son up there. Her heart desire dead. Gone. But she telling her husband it's well. She gets to where the prophet is at. And his servant seems to say, hey, look how fast she going. Elijah said, go see about it. Something ain't right. She still spoke, it's well. Saint, sometime this year we're not going to see in a moment what we want to see, but we got to have a, it's well. It's well. Shout to somebody, it's well, it's well. Shout to them, it's well, it's well. Finally, to be content meant that I'm in God's will. I'm in God's will. I'm being tested, but I'm in God's will. And then if you notice in verse 13, Paul said this right here. I can do all things through Christ who what? Tell your neighbor, if we'll be a learned church this year, this is the year of progression. Come on and give God a praise. 2026 is the year of progression. Look at somebody and say, it's time to graduate. I don't want to mess up service tonight, but move out and tell two people it's time for you to graduate. Give him a praise. We are in 2026. Come on, y'all ain't praising him like you happy to cross over, like you just know this is the year of progression. I got this from the Holy Ghost. If you are learned, listen to me. If you're learned, it's no way you can be learned and not advance. No way you can learn what God wants us to learn this year and not move forward. Listen. I'm going to say it like the old folk used to say it. They used to tell us there are higher heights and there are deeper depths. In who? In the Lord. How do I get to those higher heights and those deeper depths? How do I go to the next level? I have to become learned. I'm going to mention a few things the Holy Ghost said to me. I could mention 50 in reference to it being the year of progression. We got to be a learned church. That means for many of you, it's time to go from immature to mature. That's your graduation. It's time for you to go from being immature to being what? Mature. Tell your neighbor, because all of us are different. For some people, mature, immature, too mature.
requires three steps. Y'all better listen to me. We done. Three steps. One, God told me to do that. Two, he told me just do that right there. Boom, then he told me to do that right there. Bam, maturity. Some of you, it's going to take 10 steps. Boom, boom, just doing what God tell you to do and maturity. Some of you, you have to, in the year of progression, you have got to go from being bitter to better. Which may require three steps. Boom. 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 Or it could look like forgive, let it go, and move forward. And see, as you forgive, as you let it go, as you move forward, progression. Progression. Going to the next level. Marriage, family, finances. If we will be a learned church, just like God told us in 2025 and did exactly what he said, if you will be dogged, it's the year of rewards. If you will be learned, it will be the year of progression. Some of us got to leave where we're at to be where God wants us to be. Remember what I said earlier? This year will be a very serious year. You don't want to miss being learned, and you don't want to miss advancing. How many are determined? How many are determined to be learned? Paul graduated or advanced in the sense of this right here, saints. People quote it, but they're not there. When Paul learned to be content, when he learned to be full, when he learned to be hungry, to be joyful. Come on, saints. When he learned these things, that's the reason the apostle could say what he said in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. See, he got to a learned place where he knew whether things are challenging or whether things were good. Paul knew this right here. My strength comes from Christ. And no matter what he permits us to go through this year, we're going to be learned and he going to strengthen us to deal with everything. Tell your neighbor, welcome to the year of progression. Let's give God a praise.